The University of Michigan basketball team has attracted a ton of attention, winning the Big Ten tournament and getting to the NCAA Final Four. But the hockey team making it to the Frozen Four has gone largely unnoticed. Michigan radio sports commentator John Eubanks thinks it's a shame because the team's on the rise and one of the best stories of the year.
This season, Michigan men's basketball team has enjoyed another great turnaround. After a bad loss to Northwestern in early February, the Wolverines were stuck in the middle of the Big Ten, not the station of Final Four teams. But they have not lost since, rattling off a 13-game winning streak. That's how you get to the Final Four. It's a great story. So great, it has eclipsed another great story happening across the parking lot. Michigan's hockey team has risen from midseason mediocrity to make the other Final Four. 2 years ago, during hockey coach Red Berenson's 32nd year behind the bench, the Wolverines finished second in the Big Ten and returned to the NCAA tournament. It was a great capstone to a coaching career that included 21 league titles, a record 22 straight NCAA tournament appearances, and 2 national titles. Berenson was ready to step down, but because Ward Manuel had just become the school's next athletic director, Manuel asked Berenson to coach one more year to give him time to search for Michigan's next coach. Berenson agreed to take one for the team. After Michigan finished below 500 for only the second time in 30 years, Manuel named Mel Pearson to succeed Berenson. It wasn't a tough call. Pearson had assisted Berenson for 23 years before turning to his alma mater, Michigan Tech, in 2011. In just a few years, he turned around the Huskies, winning their first league title in 40 years. He was ready, and this year, at age 58, he finally got his chance. The first half of the season, the players did not trust the coaches, and it showed. Michigan was mired in mediocrity. Pearson and his assistants weren't afraid to bench players who weren't performing and create some competition for ice time, but they were fair about it, which is the difference between motivation and mutiny. Bit by bit, the players bought in. Their turnaround started with 2 losses. Sounds crazy, but both losses were against second-ranked Notre Dame by 1 goal, with the Wolverines outplaying the heavily favored Irish. The players could see that Pearson's approach was starting to work. They went on to sweep 2 ranked teams, followed by a bad weekend at Ohio State. "We got whooped," Pearson said, which set up a come-to-Jesus meeting with the players. Either they are in or they're out. They committed to jumping in with both feet. Since then, the Wolverines have lost just 2 games against 10 wins. The run includes a sweep of top-ranked Notre Dame and the first 2 games of the NCAA tournament. So there they are, one of 4 teams still standing, with as good a chance as any to win the NCAA title. If the Wolverines pull it off, it would be Michigan's 10th national title, a record. It would also be their most unlikely. This week, Pearson was named a finalist for the nation's Coach of the Year. If he doesn't win it, there should be a recount.